feels good to say it's Friday. Thank you for closing out the week with CNN Student News. We're diving in today with a premise. Public opinion can influence political leaders. Basically, the more people push for something, the better chance it has of happening, and vice versa. After December's school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, there was a lot of talk about the possibility of new gun laws in America. Some people who want those laws declared yesterday a national day of action. That's what President Obama is pushing for.
Shouldn't that 2 months or 3 months after something as horrific as what happened in Newtown happens? And we've moved on to other things? That's not who we are. Shame on us if we've forgotten.
Some ideas have been proposed, like a ban on assault weapons, but those proposals haven't gotten enough support in Congress to become law. Opponents argue that the proposals are not the most effective way to reduce gun violence, and recent polls suggest that public support for major new gun laws is dropping. We're going to head from Washington, D.C. to Washington State next. Early Wednesday morning, officials near Seattle started getting calls about a noise that sounded like thunder.
It was pretty scary. I got out there with a flashlight and then just kept hearing rumbling and watching more and more of it fall away.
The portion of it was always eroding, but that much of it? No.
What happened was a landslide, a huge landslide. No one was injured, but at least one home was destroyed and more than a dozen others were threatened. Wasn't immediately clear what caused it, but a CNN meteorologist said these houses are on a seismic fault that can shift on rare occasions.